We are learning Masechet Chulin Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The first words on the line are Taima. Zot the Gemara, Yosef Rav Yitzchak. We're starting from Yosef Yitzchak, four lines from the top. Yosef Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marasa Kamed Rav Nachman Yosef Ka'amar Derusa Sha'amru Tzricha Bedika Kenege Bnei Ma'ayim. He said over, Rav Yitzchak said over in front of Rav Nachman, he said that a Derusa, when there's a behemoth gets attacked by one of these behemoths, that claw, needs bedika k'neged bnei ma'ayim. K'neged the whole entire stomach has to be checked, which means k'neged all the internal organs. And Rav Nachman heard this, says Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, Amalei Rav Nachman, halikim, he makes a shua, Meiri be Rav, mekapa v'adatma. Rav said you have to check from the kapa v'adatma, which maybe sounds exactly the same thing. Kapa means the shoulder, until the atma, until the thigh in the back. So that's really the whole bnei ma'ayim. So Gemara wants to know, what exactly are you adding on? My kappa, what exactly is kappa? Ilem a kappa, the yod of, it means like the top of the hand, which is like the shoulder. Hainu k'neg bnei ma'ayim. Then mekappa v'atma, the same thing as bnei ma'ayim. Elo, you know what mekappa means? Mekappa d'moicha ad atma. It means from the head, from the top of the skull, until atma, until the back, until the yarech. Which means, like Rashi explains, that we're including the simon. Rav added on that not only do you have to check the bnei ma'ayim, you also have to check the simon. Rashi says kafa girls hanu kol acholol va'af k'neged simon. You also have to check k'neged simon. That's what Rav Nachman added b'shem Rav.
What don't you have to
check? What don't you have to check? You don't have to check the legs. You don't have to check the legs. You don't have to check that. You don't know who you have to check. We learned yesterday's daf that connected legs, no problem of really of drusa. There's a problem there of dead skin or dead meat. This might be a problem, but when we say whatever is kilu nittel, there could be a trefa. There's no problem of drusa by the legs. There's no part of drusa on the face, wouldn't be part of drusa on the tail, wouldn't be part of drusa. It just means the whole body, including the samana. That's what you meant, from the head until here, you all have to check for drusa. Now, we didn't speak this out yesterday, but it's a good time to speak it out now, is when does bedika help? Does bedika help even if the vade drusa, only by a suffix drusa? The Tosfos the Maskil drusa on the Gimel Beis brings down from Rashi that dafka suffix drusari, or you don't know, you're not sure if there's a drusa, then you could use bedika as the raya. But if it's a vade drusa, bedika won't help because sometimes the bus does not get read and therefore will be a tray for bevadois and you can't do a bedika. But Tosfos argues and he says even by a vadai drusa, it's shayach bedika. And one of his rayas are from this gemara. This gemara is, we're saying that Rav says that the bedika is from kappa ad atma. The thing is that we know Rav shit is suffik drusa is mutter. So if you want a suffik drusa, you don't need bedika anyway, it's mutter. So must be, we're going by a vade drusa, and still bedika works. That's one of Taisus rayas before. Taisus says, the kama b'samach, the mayor by Rav, me kappa ad atma. The Rav lechayes the suffik drusa. It's really telling two lashanas to Rashi before. Asri the small. We're going ikka with the second lashon. So therefore, he says it must be that the bedika works even by a vadai drusa. So tomorrow, I think he saw Rav Chia by Yosef Ashkenaz Rav Yechon Rav Shlakish. When Rav Chia by Yosef went up there to Shul, he found Rav Yechon Rav Shlakish. They were schmoozing and learning. They asked the Kaamri. They were saying. That a drusa is bedika, connected the whole stomach, connected the whole of internal organs. Amalahu, he said over what she heard. Alikim Mayri, Alikim, I'm making sure. Mayri by Rav. Rav said a psak mekapa v'ratatma. You have to check from the kapa v'ratatma. So Amalahu Ashlakish. Ashlakish tells Rav Chia by Yosef, who's this Rav? Madu Rav, Madu Rav, lay it down, lay. I never heard of this Rav. Who's Rav? And it's Taka Pella, how didn't he hear of Rav? So someone in Taina, because Rav's name really was Abba. And he never heard someone yet, Rav. Who's this new person called Rav? He didn't realize that Talmud HaYeshiva, that's with him in Yeshiva, whose name was Abba, now became like being called Rav, like Rav of the Gans Klal Yisrael. So Shlok says, who's this Rav? Never heard of Rav. Rav Yechanan, Beloini Hirulai, you don't remember Loisa Talmud, you don't remember that Talmud Shimish Rabbi Rabbah, that learned by Rabbeinu HaKadosh, by Rabbi Rabbah, by Rab Chia, and also by Rab Chia, Valikim, and I'll make a shul, call Oisin Shalom Shimshu Oisai, Talmud B'Shiva, all the years that Talmud learned by Rabbi sitting down, Anisha Mashti Bamida, I stood and listened to the shir, because I was on the same level as Rav, Uman. Gavahu, which means, and how, what is he big in, this Talmud? He was Gavar Bekula. He was big in everything. Rashi says, B'toiro v'chassidus. And that's who Rav is. You don't remember that Talmud who sat in front of Rebbe? He was sitting, and he was the from the biggest Talmidim, and he was big in Torah, Chassidus. You don't remember him? And now, Rishlokas remember him now. Yeah, Taka, that's Rav, I remember him. Miyad Pasuk Rishlokas Omar, Baram, Zocha, Oysa, Ishlotoyv. Taka, I remember that Talmud, I remember Rav. Sha'omru Shmuel Befiv. That he had this Shmuel Befiv, that what did he say? Shmuta v'shchuta k'sheira. She efshel shmuta sh'tiyasa shchuta. So the Rav halacha is like this, that we know that if you do a shechita after the kana, let's see, either kana or the vesha, it's just, what's more normal for the kana to come a shmuta. If the trachea is dislodged before the shechita, it's not kosher shechita. If it's be some shechita, it's called the ikur or it's tam a trefa, it's not a good shechita. So here, let's say you do a shechita and you find that the kana is dislodged. So Rav says it's kosher. Why? She efshel shmuta shtiyasa shchita. Since if the trachea is already dislodged, it means it's a little loose. It's not taut. If you make a shchita on a neck, it won't shecht straight through the kana if the kana is not attached, because it'll just move out of place more when you shecht it. If it has a shchita, you know the shmuta happened afterwards. So shmuta v'shchuta k'sher. Why she efshel shmuta shtiyasa shchita? That's Rav shita. It means once Rosh Lakish remembered Rav, he said over a member of him. But Rav Yochanan argues there. Rav Yochanan Omar, Yavoy v'Yakif. Rav Yochanan says, no, you can't be samech on that. You have to make another. You have to make another slice in a different part of the kana now and see if they're doimer to each other. That if they're doimer to each other, so you can say then the first cut also was after the ikur and therefore it's possible. So you have to make another cut here to see if it's doimer, because the cut that's before it ikur and the one afterwards will look different. So therefore, make another cut and see if it looks the same. That means that the shechita happened after the shmuta, and then will be possible. But if it looks different, it looks the same, then you know it happened after. It looks different, then you know that the first cut, the shechita, was before the ikur, and this we know is after the ikur. So Rav Yechon is not enough to be samech on this chazaka of the efsher. It says you have to have yava v'yakiv. Amar Rav Nachman says, Lo yishanu, this whole halacha is ela shloi tofas b'simanim. You didn't hold on to simanim when you made the shechita. Avot tofas b'simanim v'shachat, it's efshel shmut shtiyasa shechita. It's possible to have a shmut shtiyasa shechita. So Rav Nachman is going on who? So for sure Rav Nachman is going on Rav. Let's see what he's saying. Rav says that if you make a shechita and then you find shmuta, it has to be the shmuta that happened afterwards. Why? Because you couldn't have a shechita. So Rav Nachman, that's only if you didn't hold on to it. If you hold on to simanim through the neck while you do shechitas, then you could have a shechita even with shmuta. But some of the shayin want to learn that Rav Nachman is going on Rav Yechon also. Rav Yechon also is samech on his bedika. It's only together with the svara of the efsher, the svara of Rav. He didn't hold Rav completely, but together with that svara, she efsher shmuta shtiyasa shchuta. So Rav Nachman, you can't use that svara if you held on to it. So he's saying even Rabbi Yechonah, that's Pasha Pshat, they want to die like that Rashi, since he doesn't say anything, that Pasha Rav Nachman is going back on both. Rav and Rabbi Yechonah only matir if you didn't grab one into the Sman and do the Shechita. If you grab him into the Sman and do the Shechita, then we're worried the Shmuta was before, and it's not a good Shechita. Amar Rav Nachman, he showed us like tofas b'simonim. Avo tofas b'simonim v'shochat, if you grab him into the Sman and do the Shechita, efshel Shmuta sh'tiyos ha-Shechita, it's possible for Shmuta sh'don ha-Shechita. Something more about it. It said in the Mishnah, Elu Trefers, and it listed 18 Trefers, and then it ends off with Zeh Klal. Zeh Klal, Kol She'en Kamoya Chaya Trefer, and we've been married by other things. What are we married by? So, the Gemara, Zeh Klal, Lasuya Mai, Lasuya Shev Shmaitza. We had in the beginning of the Perek that there are seven Shmaitza of the Amorayim that add on seven more Trefers, which we actually discussed a lot of them recently. And the seven that that we add on, the Gemara reckons them ois all in the on Daf Mem Beis and Beis. One of them is Buka de Atma, the Shaf Meduchte, which we didn't mention yet. Another one is Laksa Bekulya, which is that'll be another one. And there's another one, Nitla Atchoyel, and so on and so forth. Simon Shinadadalu, and Nekra Telemikara, Gugayla Shunech Besabaruba, all different ones. So in Marbid 07. Actually, in the Gemara before, we had also Baskar, which is four other ones that were mentioned in the Mishnah. That the Mepharshim say that We don't come last suya. We don't have to come last suya that because it's first in the Mishnah already. So zakal lasuya my lasuya shav shmeitz. Zok tomorrow vayita. The Be Yosef Rishpa. The Be Yosef Rishpa, who was a hunter, I guess he hunted animals in order to use the hides, the skins, and he used to kill them. How he used to kill them? Machu begidin ashay. He used to give it a zetz on its gedin asha. Mekatlin it died. So the shayla was, what happens if you give a behema a zetz in the gedin asha and then you shecht it? Is that called treifa or not? Also, kamei Rav Yehuda ben Seira. Amal hu v'chila hoisev al treifas yesh. You can't add on to treifas. You only have what the chum counted as the yudchas treifas. I can tell me it dies. The Gemara's asked the kasha, but it's not a treifa. If you give it a zetz on the get a nasha, then you shecht it. It's not considered a treifa. Rav Papa Ba'aba Rishpa. Rabbi also was a hunter, and the way he killed the animal was machu b'kulyu of a katli. He used to hit it in its kidneys and he killed it. He hit it in the kidneys and he killed it. It died that way. Now, we know, actually, this is a problem that we see later on in the Gemara, I think on the Hay, that a kulya that gets a wound in it is taka treifa. And he was saying that. So the Maram Shif here asked the Kasha, and the Maram Shif says he used to hit it in the kulya, but it didn't get full of pus. It got full of water. And therefore, it's not that treifa. It says, Afagav the locks of a kulya treifa, but malya mugla, hachar b'mayim zakin. He used to kill it by giving a zetz on the kidney, and it killed it. What happens if I do a shechita before it dies? So he says, is that a treifa? He says, no. You only have what the chum counted. For the Gemara, both these cases, either hit it on the gedin asha or hit it on the kidney that it dies, we're saying it's not a treifa. We see it dies. So why isn't it one of the treifas? And for the Gemara, Gemiri, the E, Badilu Sam Machaya. We have a Masaira that if you sprinkled on it some medicine, it would live. And therefore, it's not considered a treifa since it would live if you sprinkled some medicine on it. And therefore, it's not a treifa. It's a mesukenes avada because you didn't sprinkle the sam on. But if you shecht it before it dies, avada, it's a good shechita. It's a kosher carbon, kosher animal right to eat, not a carbon kosher animal to eat. Because it's not considered a treifa from this thing because it's not one of the yud ches treifas. That's the big yisoy that we only have the yud ches treifas, shemanu chum, has to be included in those 18 treifas that the chachamim said.